been waiting for.
It's Heidi and Frank on 95.5 KLOS.
All the calls are coming in now. Did you get drunk, pass out, and your friends do things to you, draw on you, put clown makeup on you, duct tape you to a doorway? I had to show me a video of a guy who was passed out, and they drew a guitar on his body.
Like out of
chest,
like whipped cream or something.
And so then he started scratching his belly, and they put to guitar music.
They like tickle him with a little feather.
And then he started scratching his belly, and like he's playing guitar.
Classic.
So, victimizing drunks is what the topic right now. 818-955-5567 is the number. Got some texts coming in. One says, I passed out once at college, and when I looked in the mirror, I had Sharpie marker all over my face and no diggity written on my neck.
Friends.
I had a drunk pass out on the couch with his high-top Doc Martens on. We took them off for him and took a black marker to both his feet. And then slipped his boots back on. Never saw him again. So he took his boots off. It looked like he still had his boots on. Oh, my God. That's funny. All right. First one through was David. Hello, David.
Yeah, we used to have these things used to call van happening when vans were big in the 70s and so on. We went out to the desert. Everybody gets drunk. One guy's sitting there, and his mouth is open, and he's got his head back. And so I go, you can take my picture, but make sure my head's not in it. And I put my junk out there and put it about a half inch away from his mouth.
Oh, my God.
So he got the picture, you know, and those days didn't have all this computer stuff, but, you know, that picture went everywhere.
Oh, yeah, you had to take it to get it developed. Oh, God.
You know, my junk didn't touch him, but it's just the,
it was,
you know,
so close, though.
Yeah, it was the fight. Like, did he or didn't he?
What happened last night?
Was he a friend of yours or some guy?
Oh, no, just one of the guys in the club, you know.
Van happening.
He never let that down.
The old thing's van happening, yeah.
All right, you stay on hold, okay? This will be a drunk victimization face-off.
I feel like you could
be the victim or you could be the victimizer.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of penis stories. Yeah. I feel like penis is going to make an appearance here. Few times
at a drunk party, penis always makes appearances.
Yeah.
All right, here we got Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey Josh.
All right.
So in college, I was in a fraternity, and all the new guys that would think they could, you know, heavily drink and whatnot, they'd pass out. So we'd hog tie them, and so they couldn't walk, and proceeded to draw penises on their face, body, you name it. And when they came to, it was just the funniest thing in the world because they couldn't walk, and yeah, just torture for the new guys that
ledges.
Huh. Yeah.
All right, Josh, you stand hold. It's the drunk victimization face-off. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Frank.
Oh, in this case, you were the victim.
No, yeah, I was the victim. First of all, I haven't been listening to you guys very long. I was at my home, and my granddaughter was there, and I saw you guys on that hippity-hop show. You and that girl that laughed like she's nuts.
Yeah.
You know, that's when I started listening to you guys on the radio. But I'm 60 years old, and back in the day, I was a lifeguard. And 6'4", American of African descent, and I got drunk with some people because the kids weren't there. And I climbed on the roof and took my swim trunks off and threw them, and I passed out on the roof. And they took the ladder away, and I couldn't get down.
Oh, my God.
And then this was the next morning, and all the kids showed up for their swim lessons, and the lifeguard's on the roof yelling with a branch covering his junk, you know, trying to get down off the roof.
See, you notice he said branch.
Yeah, exactly.
Not stick.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's a branch. Not
twig. It's cultural.
Yeah, I know.
It's cultural.
I love it.
Mike, definitely stay on hold. You're in the running for victim face-off. Drunk victimization face-off?
Mm.
Who haven't we talked to? Okay. We talked to David. I put a picture of his junk close to the guy passed out. You haven't talked to Daniel yet, right? Hello, Daniel.
Hey, what's up?
So what happened to you?
This was a long time ago. I got really wasted and passed out at my friend's house, and a bunch of them were all around, and about like two of them got Sharpie markers and completely colored my entire face black with Sharpie markers inside my ears and my nostrils, inside my lip, all the way down to my collar line. And then they threw me in the back of one of my friend's truck, and then they went off-roading. So I'm jumping in the back, rolling around just like a dead body back there with shovels and all kinds of crap.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was brutal. And then I woke up the next morning. I didn't know what was going on. Like, I had this massive headache, but it was like a different type of headache because I was smelling the Sharpie all night because it was all up my nose and everything.
Oh, my God.
And then I was kind of high from it, too, and hungover. And I looked in the mirror, and I couldn't believe it. I thought I was in a dream. Then I scrubbed my face, and, like, it was starting to come off, and it was, like, real bad. And then, so I get it off, but the thing is it got all inside my pores, so I had, like, a million black dots all over my face for a couple days. I couldn't get it out of my pores.
Oh. All right, Dan, yeah. Just stay on hold. You're definitely in the running. Some text coming in. Says, let's see. Well, they're coming in pretty fast. Look at all these people being victimized.
Well, come on. It's our audience.
I was just reading one. One time I was drinking with my friends and brother, and one of my friends was talking smack to my brother that he could out drink him. Eventually, my friend passes out. My brother teabagged him. Oh, he actually teabagged him. Oh, man. 951, this was at the Soggy Dollar Bar. Three of them had stuff on their backs, and they all seemed not to notice. What? I don't know what that means. No, one guy said he woke up and he was strapped inside the car seat, inside like his kid's car seat, inside of his own car. And what looked like Jaeger and street dogs vomit all over him. Oh, they didn't even take him inside.
Everybody's had the Jaeger vomit. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Me and some friends got drunk. We were trying to say the Pledge of Allegiance while drunk. So one of them passed out, so we wrote it on his back. I think it's that everyone's drunk. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. We got the David, Daniel, Josh, Mike. We talked about Mike. He passed down the roof, lifeguard naked.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, he woke up with his friend, put his nuts on his head. Oh, there it is. There's another tea bag.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk to Juan. Hello, Juan.
Hey, how's it going, Frank?
Oh, pretty good. Tell us your story about being drunk victimized.
Well, actually, I was not the victimized. I did the
oh, okay.
The do. Mm-hmm. All right, so my brother was obnoxious 20 years ago in our 20s. He got all drunk, passed out, so we decided to get some good old Tapatio, put it right down in his private parts, and I kind of thought he had like some kind of STD until we finally couldn't take it no more. We broke down and told him that we had a little bit of
Tapatio in his pee hole. Oh, my God.
But he was obnoxious drunk that night, so he kind of deserved it. He earned it. The other one was where older buddy, same group of guys, one guy passed out, and we're at his house. So we kind of stripped him down to his boxers, put him in his bed, some lotion in his hands, kind of some lotions everywhere, put some pornos on, so when his wife came home, so now I'm kind of saying, what the hell did you do? Kind of like tissues and napkins everywhere with like some hardcore porn just like on replay. And kind of set it up to where his wife, I don't know if his kids ever saw, but his wife, he set him up in the bedroom. So,
oh, my God.
And that was pretty.
All right, now it's time to vote.
Oh, damn.
Now it's time
hard
to vote. So stay on hold, one.
That's tough.
All right, so we got David. They took a picture. He took a picture of his junk close to his friend's mouth when he passed out. That was at that van get-together.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, his friends, colored his face completely black with Sharpie, all the way down to his collarbones, up into his nostrils, into his lips, washed it off, had a million black dots on his face because he couldn't get the Sharpie out of his pores. Josh, they hog-tied their friend, and then drew penises all over their faces and bodies. Mike, he passed down the roof after he took his swim trunks off, threw him off the roof. And his friends took the ladder and he couldn't get down.
He's
the
lifeguard.
Next day, the kids came to get their swimming lessons and he's on the roof naked. And then Juan, who put the lotion on the hands of the guy and put porn on the TV, so when his wife came home, he found him like that. Or she found him like that. So, who has the best story? Jordan, you want to vote?
I mean, when it comes to best story, I kind of like Juan, because that's hilarious they framed him. Like, the guy, if the wife comes home and catches him in that kind of act, like, how do you explain that?
How do you explain that? All yeah. right. What do you say, Heidi?
I gotta go with the Sharpie marker all over the face, inside the ears, the nostrils. So, and then that's ever, that's lasting. That's not just, oh, the next
morning.
They
rolled him around, like, off-roading with
yeah.
him.
Yeah. He's like, I woke up with a horrible headache because he's banged around all night.
All right, Sammy, what do you think?
I also say Juan, because it's just so much more creative. You hear the Sharpie thing all the time. You don't hear setting someone up for when their wife gets home.
Right. What do you say, Johnny?
I'm going Mikey with the on top of the roof, passing out, and his friends take it away.
Being naked.
And then the kids show up for their lesson, and you're like,
oh, my gosh. That's nightmares are made of.
Yeah, right.
All right. Eric?
I'm going with Daniel and the Sharpie marker, just so you have to decide.
Wow.
Ooh, so interesting.
So I got two Daniels, two Juans.
And one Mike.
And one Mike. What if I said Mike?
Ooh.
That's a three-way tie. I'm feeling generous today because I've been drinking already. So it's a three-way tie. And now so Mike, Daniel, and Juan all win a one-year
deserved.
VIP.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, yeah, you guys all deserve it. So stay on hold, fellas, and Sammy will hook you up. You can watch 13,000 hours of content.
Just only 13 hours.
Only
good.
13 is actually worth hearing.
Those are the good ones, yeah.
Of the 13,000.
Mm-hmm. Can I give a suggestion of what to do for your friends if you ever find yourself in this position? This is something that we used to do
as our
friends. So if you have somebody who passes out, tie their shoelaces together and then yell, fire, fire. And then when they jump up to run out, they trip and fall.
Did that happen to you?
Yes.
I feel like it's happened to Johnny. Yeah.
That actually happened to Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do that a lot.